Hurricane Katrina and the flooding that followed the storm are events that have been followed very closely by the American public, and they appear to mark an important shift in public opinion as to what the president's top priority should be. Those are findings from a poll by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and the center's director, Andrew Kohut, is with us once again. Welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Andy, and first, how closely have people been following Katrina?
Very closely. 7 in 10 have paid very close attention. That makes it one of the stories most followed by people that we've been questioning over the past 20 years. It's right up there with September 11th, with the wars, the Iraq War, the Gulf War. It's an enormous story. People do not think it's overcovered. Two-thirds say it's the right amount of coverage. Very few people say there's too much of this. And the coverage is well-regarded, anomalous or unusually. The public has a pretty good view of the way the media is performing here.
There's a question that you ask, that you have been asking, which is what should be President Bush's top priority? And we see a change.
We sure do. Ever since the September 11th attacks, the public has said in these polls the president should give higher priority to the war on terrorism than on domestic policy. But in this survey conducted over the past few days, a 56% majority said highest priority should be with domestic issues. Only 25% said the war on terrorism. That is a big difference. It reflects great concerns about the economy, worrying about an economic recession, and obviously gas prices are hurting people a great deal.
As opposed to, would you expect those priorities to flip back, or do you think you see a trend there?
This may be a sea change. I mean, we've seen slow increases in the percentage of people who say domestic issues are more important. But now I think they've come front and center, given the devastation in New Orleans, concerns about the economic impact of Katrina, and also perhaps a reconsideration of issues about the social safety net and other problems, other lessons, so to speak, of Katrina.
President's approval rating. What do you find?
Well, the public is pretty critical of the way the president has handled this effort. 67% said he could have done more to speed the relief effort. Only 28% said he did all he could. Even 40% of Republicans who like President Bush very much said he could have done more. And this survey shows a slight decline in his approval ratings. He's now 40% approve, 52% disapprove, and that 52% is among the highest we've ever recorded in his presidency. Again, it's Republicans who are more critical. President Bush's approval ratings slipped since July, 9 percentage points among Republicans, 7 percentage points among conservatives. That's greater than the declines among Democrats and independents.
Well, what to you is the question in all this that comes closest to the national thermometer? You know, do people feel good about things or bad about things? You don't ask a right track, wrong track question here in your survey, but what do you see here that tells you which way you think things are going?
Well, there are two things that are going on here. We have 58% of the people that we questioned saying that they were depressed by what they saw. Mm. The only time we've ever had anything higher than that or close to it was right after the September 11th attacks. That's a big number. Also, we have 50% saying they're angry about the way things were handled.
One very striking finding you have here is that the events of the past couple of weeks are seen quite differently from the eyes of African Americans and through the eyes of whites.
Blacks and whites took away different lessons from this experience and saw the experience differently. 71% of the African Americans that we questioned said this shows that the country still has a problem with racial inequality. Only 32% of the whites agreed. 66% of the African Americans said if those were white people in New Orleans, they would have been rescued more quickly. Only 17% of the whites that we questioned said that. 77% disagreed. For African Americans, it was a more personal story. They more often saw the people who were left there as having been stranded by consequence, not by choice. And African Americans, compared to whites, were more likely to say that most of the people who were taking things were just ordinary people trying to survive.
Andy Kohut, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.